joining me now is the brand new manager of Sheffield FC. James, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
James, I mean, just talking about the process, how manic has the last 48 hours been for yourself?
Unbelievable, really. I had a conversation Wednesday night, wanted to break the news to me. Current squad of players at Clipston. Spoke to them last night, and then since that, it's been unreal, overwhelming, to be honest. The amount of support that I've received via text message or phone calls or social media, it's been great. So I've been involved in football a long time. It's good to know that I've got a lot of support behind me. Obviously, in football, you make enemies as well as friendships along the way, and I do believe I've made more friendships over the years than enemies, and it's been really, really touching to receive the amount of support over the last 48 hours.
I was going to say, when you look at Twitter as well, there are, you know, players, managers, coaches, a variety of people all wishing you the best of luck.
Yeah, I mean, people know what sort of person I am. I'm a sort of person to get stuck in and get my hands dirty in. And people know how hard I work, so I think they've seen that it's a reward for the last 2 years at my previous clubs, and it's a step in the right direction. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be something that I'm up for. But obviously, I'll meet the players tomorrow. I've actually had 50 new followers, I think, since last night on Twitter, and again, players, players, managers, fans of Sheffield FC, and people, good people, who've been around the place a long time. So. It's been manic, but I'm just looking forward to meeting the players tomorrow and hopefully getting 3 points away at Carlton.
Looking at your decision to leave Clipston, just how tough was it?
Extremely difficult. Dave Palin, chairman of Clipston, has been magnificent for myself and my assistant, as it was at the time, Ryan Franz. He's been great. We've gone from Clipston, where they got promoted last year. It was the first season in the North East Counties Premier. And I think we've established his club, Dave Palin's club, and put him on the map a little bit. We've done well in the league. We've got some structure, some stability around the place. And it's been a real tough decision. But in fairness to Dave, he said it's a great opportunity. He didn't want me to leave. He felt as though we have developed as a club, not just on the pitch. We've built up good relationships, but I think it's a tough decision that I had to make for a selfish point of view. I want to challenge at Evo Stig level. I want to kick on. I want to progress in management, and obviously to get an opportunity to manage my hometown club. It's a huge club, and it's something that I'm really looking forward to.
Of course, when you look at Sheffield FC, you just have to look at the history. It is the world's first and a marvellous club, and something that did that play a part in the history that the club has?
I think it does, and certainly when you're trying to attract players, you've got the world's first football club who have shown interest in myself as a manager, but then obviously from me to try and get players in. So it does play a massive part, and for me, I just want the playing side to be, obviously it's never going to be as big as the brand and a worldwide brand, Sheffield FC, but why can't we kick on and progress? Why can't we try and compete in Evo Stig South and then give it a shot and try and make our way up the leagues? At the end of the day, we're the fourth biggest city in the country, and we've just been in the shadows of other clubs and other cities. So I really, it's something I'm really passionate about, and one of my regrets from my playing days, I could have had an opportunity to play twice for Sheffield FC, and I stayed where I was, quite loyal to my club. It was Belp at the time. And one of my regrets is not actually representing playing for this famous football club. But now I've got an opportunity to manage. I just really want to hope everybody gets behind me, gets behind the players, and we can try and work towards something really exciting at Sheffield FC. So just looking forward to hit the ground running tomorrow.
I suppose you're in a bit of a weird position, because when you look at the table, you're 10 points off the playoffs, you're also 10 points off the relegation places, so it really is a case that this could be a very special season if you can start a run of form.
Yeah, I've got 13 games to go starting tomorrow. I am an optimist, so I'm looking 10 points at the playoffs rather than 10 points at relegation. But why not? I mean, I think for me, it's just trying to get some stability. Obviously, Andy Cormier has brought in this group of players who we'll work with tomorrow, and it's trying to be getting back to basics, trying to get results in the short term with the players which are Andy's players. They're not bad players. I know a few of them, and obviously the other boys are going to get a chance to impress myself and people around the place. It's a fresh start. But so we're going to be hoping to finish the season on a high. And like I say, the playoffs is not out of reach, but if we can go and compete and pick up points starting away tomorrow on the road, and then we're at home next Saturday, and just finishing on a high, and then regroup pre-season, get a good pre-season behind us, and I'm confident I can build a squad of local lads, Sheffield, South Yorkshire lads, if you like, with Chesterfield contacts that I've got, and really kick on next season.
And looking at your position right now, is it a case then that tomorrow during the game it will really be the first time that you've met the players?
Yeah, I've not met the players. There's a couple of experienced players that are there at the moment, so I have had a conversation with those. I've asked Chris Dolby, who took the team on Tuesday night to Belper, to assist and help out. Probably take more of a lead role than I will tomorrow in actual fight, but it's just a case of going in there, getting stuck in, getting my hands dirty, information gather, and then we'll train twice next week with a view to his first home game against Gresley. So it's going to be first time I meet the players, but something like I say, I'm really looking forward to. I know they're a good set of lads, and I'm sure that it's a fresh slate for everybody, and everybody's got to be up for the challenge, and we'll find out in the next couple of days and weeks who is up for the challenge and who's not. And the ones who are not, unfortunately, they'll be moved on and we'll bring somebody else in.
So looking at tomorrow, then it is going to be a case that you're in charge, but also a case where you can get them first impressions seen.
Yeah, for me, there's an old saying in it, you never get a second chance to make a good first impression. So we'll be looking at tomorrow's game. And it starts right from when we meet at 12:30 to set off. We'll be looking at personalities and attitudes, to what sort of characters have we got in the dressing room, to how they take that onto the pitch. And for me, tomorrow will be about everybody working as hard as they can, following instructions. What I always ask is that if we try as hard as we possibly can and come away without a result, we've done all we can. It's when we see players hiding or not up for the challenge, not up for the battle. It's going to be wet, it's going to be cold, it's not going to be the best surface. Can we play the conditions and the pitch and the players that will and give their all, wherever they'll be at 90 minutes will be. So that's the sort of thing that we'll be asking for tomorrow. Just give what you can. Give what you can from yourself. Give everything for the football club and see where it takes us.
And James, then finally, just looking at aims and targets for the end of the campaign right now, have you got a particular one in your mind, or is it just a case you just want to take it game by game?
Yeah, take it game by game. But for me, it would be finishing on a high. I don't think the previous manager got the rub of the green with a few injuries and absences and results. So for me, it'll be a case of finishing the season on a high, working with the players that are there already. I will be looking to bring a couple of lads in to freshen things up. Can we go and finish on a high? Like I said, 13 games to go. Can we finish at mid-table or above, with obviously keeping an eye on the playoffs, which was, like I say, only 10 points away. So, yeah, there's no real targets, but I'll be saying, look, let's take every game as they come. It's a fresh start for everybody. Let's go and try hard, work hard, build a togetherness, get people wanting to play for Sheffield FC and enjoying themselves and getting that enjoyment back in the game.